This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, this company is ready to blow up. They're getting ready to have revenues come on the balance sheet. We're probably talking anywhere from 90 to 120 days. We're talking about Oz Creek Corporation. Well, they trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol ASCK. Write that one down. They're grossly undervalued at 005. And with us today is the CEO and president. We're going to find out what the real story is. We're talking about John Sperbera. John, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Now, give my listeners a little bit about statement, because we got a lot of new listeners, and bring them up to speed what you guys are all about.
Okay, well, our company, I'll have to go back in history a little bit here and outline some problems that we've had so that people can understand the basics. But since late in 2016, early 2017, we faced quite some considerable problems. Just keeping the company going has involved some extensive investments in both time and cash. So we'd been concentrating on getting together lump sum funding to start this manufacturing operation. As you know, it's hard to get anything going on the drip feed system. You need to.
Exactly. I understand.
Yeah. So our business is the manufacture of building materials to construct affordable housing, specifically in the areas of our own developed technology that it uses a hybrid insulated concrete panel as the basic building block. At present, our investment to date in this technology is nearly $3 million, but much of that was gifted to ASCK from our original private company, and it doesn't show on our balance sheet due to the SEC regulations that don't allow companies that are related to show things on their balance sheet. We have had to draw down a few notes over this period to keep ourselves operational. Over a long period, we've drawn down about $485,000, and a lot of that has already been converted. You know, in the past, we incurred some considerable losses on some of our capital. We were trying to leverage the funds to the next level in overseas loan transactions to support some projected programs in both the U.S. and the Caribbean. But since then, there's been a vast change in the economy and the administration, and this has led us to focus our efforts more domestically.
Well, you know, the last time you've been on the show was May 2nd. Tell us about what has happened with ASCK during the last year and where we are today.
Well, in the last year, we've actually had to keep the company running, doing further developments of our operations technology, not the actual basic technology itself, but to get put together a company outline of the types of manufacturing buildings that we need. And we've done all of that work. We've done all the basic work. And now we'd gone ahead and we'd planned to set up a new plant in Oregon. But the town that we were going to build it in tripled the cost of the land when we were ready to purchase. So we started looking around for a better placement. Actually, location is not really important for us because we're still competitive if we deliver within 1,000 miles or more of our production facility. So that problem was a bit of a blessing in disguise. We spoke to Mike Cannon, who is the mayor of Goldendale, Washington, which is only 20-odd miles from our original planned location.
Exactly.
Goldendale is a much larger city with a population of 3,500, and it's been on an economic downturn for some years. So it's actually situated in a very good area for us. Pardon me. It is on the north-south interstate, and there's only a few miles from the major east-west interstate. So, and the availability of employees is great for the area, and we'll need around 50 employees once we're in production.
No, I was going to say, manufacturers is being imminent. Let's definitely get that on the table, right?
Yes, yes, it is. It is Well, I guess 5 months is probably the best guess that I can give right now. It'll take about 5 months to complete the production building, fit out the specialized mixer we've developed for properly blending our product. And by the time we install the cement and additive silos and the conveyors and everything that is needed for the production, it's going to be about 5 months right now. So what we'll be doing in the interim as well is manufacturing casting tables, casting beds, which we need for each of the walls that we produce. And there's typically about 20 to 25 wall sections and about 34 to 36 roof sections in an average home. So once we've manufactured an adequate quantity of casting beds, we can actually cast two sets of houses per week, which equates to around about 100 houses per year. So it's quite a it can get going very, very quickly.
Now, you guys manufacture, and you're kind of construction contractor of green energy, which is very efficient for housing and commercial structures. Can we talk about the affordable housing? How is this different than regular concrete?
Well, it's considerably different. There's a number of differences. The additives themselves make a big difference to the actual end product, but we also cast a lightweight version of concrete, which includes millions and millions of tiny little air bubbles that we put into the mixture. And that enables the product to be flexible, somewhat in terms of expansion and contraction flexibility. And that then puts us in a position that we can go ahead and manufacture homes that are highly thermally efficient. The panels are all hybrid, lightweight concrete and insulation. And we have R values in excess of 35 to 40 in the roof and 20 to 25 in the walls. So we're way in excess of the needs for international building codes.
Looking ahead, do you feel the future of ASCK, are you guys going to be going into, you know, average home prices of $150,000 to $250,000, or do you have a unique streamline of where you guys are going to be headed to?
Well, if I could just sort of start that by saying, well, we've got a number of advantages with our product. There are a number of advantages in the affordable housing market that people get actually quite excited about with their new homes. Now, these houses are not only built from a concrete-based material that's highly thermally efficient, and even though we call them lightweight, they're still pretty heavy, but all the sections are secured together using heavy-duty fasteners, and this gives a solid mono-construction structure. And the roof panels are also made of the same materials, completing the home. So the first advantage is that the house is still going to be there through really adverse weather conditions. The roof will still be on, and the roofing, if it's steel or tile, will still be attached. Second advantage is that the product is impervious to insect infestation and mold.
Yes.
You know, floodwaters can go right through the house, and when it dry, and when the water's gone, you just hose it out, and there's no damage to the walls, no damage to anything. Maybe a little paint here and there, so there's no having to pull walls apart and do all the things that floods normally do to houses.
You know, recently all we've been hearing about is hurricanes in Florida, Texas, the Caribbean. Do you see opportunities for your company in this recent weather disasters, whether it be in the U.S. or throughout the Caribbean? Can you elaborate a little bit on that? Do you see an opportunity here for your company?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, firstly, we should talk about what our price is, because we have a very big advantage in the market for affordable housing. I mean, we're talking about houses here that are complete turnkey walk-in for $99 a square foot,
yes,
including air conditioning and wiring for smart homes and all that sort of stuff. But we really feel for the people that have endured the hurricanes, both Harvey and Irma, excuse me. We do intend to set up a plant in Texas fairly quickly so we can help people get back to living their lives as soon as possible. And We've already committed to setting up a plant in other parts of the country as well. So yes, we see a big future for us in those, particularly in those areas that have been badly affected. But there's a need for this sort of housing throughout the whole country. It's not just there. We've already committed to putting up a plant down the line in Jamaica to build 1,500 homes over 7 years there. But they weren't even affected by the bad weather conditions. So, but if we had a plant there, we could deliver directly to all of the islands that have had all the problems with Irma and assist as much as we can. We believe our price is very fair, and we see that this will be an advantage to people, not having to pay at some of the prices, $150 to $400 a square foot for stick-built homes.
My guest today is Oz Creek Corporation. That's who we're highlighting today. And they trade on the OTC markets. I believe they're grossly undervalued. Their ticker symbol is ASCK. With us today is the CEO and president of that company, John Sprovara. John, in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I guess, and you just said it, if we build 100 houses a year, that's a $15 million revenue stream right there. So two units are going to give us double that. Our share price is so low at present that if you multiply it by only 8 million shares, and that's the number of shares we only have issued and out right now is 8 million, that gives us a market cap of only $40,000. The price of our first piece of land was over $100,000. I'd say that the future growth of our company will give our shareholders a massive upside starting now and looking 6 to 12 months down the track.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update of where we're at. I know you guys are so close and getting ready to turn on the switch and bring in revenues into the company. I can't hardly wait. I want to thank you for coming on the show, and I'm looking forward to the next time.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. We appreciate it. And I'm looking forward to the next time as well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.